This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fauci says we've entered the pandemic era because of climate change. And this is the clown that President Trump has put front and center to talk about this stupid COVID woo flu nonsense. One of these lefties who's blaming this pandemic on climate change, a man-made virus made in Chinese labs, unleashed on the world. You know, some biological experiment that quite frankly failed because it doesn't kill as many people. But it's all tied back to climate change, which of course is the biggest existential threat to mankind ever. So ridiculous, it's crazy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I shake my head as I think about things like this because I'm not a fool. My mom didn't raise a fool. My mother may have died before I was 5 years old, but by the time I was 5 years old, I knew game, and we got game being run on us like crazy. Dr. Fauci should be arrested. He's a charlatan. He should be arrested and forced to pay restitution for all the lies that he's told. He's been back and forth on this issue the way Greenspan was on the economy. I'll never forget watching an interview with Alan Greenspan, considered one of the greatest economists ever, and he'd say something like, well, what do you think raising taxes would do to the economy? And he would say, well, you know, the idea of raising taxes has lots of implications. It could do dramatic things to the economy, or it could not. And people would go, he's so profound! And I'd go, as a youngster, when he didn't say anything, he said it could be right or it could be wrong. And he did it over and over. So Greenspan did an interview after he retired. And they said, how is it that you were, you know, you're considered such a sage and all this? And he actually said it. He goes, if you notice, I never picked a side. So neither side could criticize him. It could be right. It could be wrong. Oh, see, he's on our side. Oh, he's on our side. You know, it's like the Twix commercial. Not that I'm giving him a commercial. But that's essentially, Fauci's been on both sides of the issue, so to speak, but at the end of the day, he's a flat-out leftist. He's a globalist. Another one of the swamp rats. And a big mistake for Trump is to give that guy credibility. Sick of it. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of people with these fake butt credentials. And we're supposed to respect them. Oh, well, he went to Harvard. He's Dr. Fauci. She's Dr. Jill. He's former Vice President Biden or whatever. These people are clowns. We have been trained to respect clowns, idiots. I don't. Don't bring me your title. Don't, yeah, I'm Reverend. Oh, really? If you're a lefty and you're a reverend, you are suspect, is what you are to me. Here's what I find interesting right now, and I bet you do as well. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. I am Kevin Jackson, Kevin, thekevinjacksonshow.com, or you could go to the kevinjacksonnetwork.com. It's finally up and running, and that site's going to be the hub of everything we do. You can get there if you go to kevinjackson.me. We got all kinds of stuff, sites, but we're getting all the branding in place, so you guys will have one place to go. But here's what's interesting to me. Democrats know they cheated. I want you to understand, there is no question about whether they know. They know they did it. They do it every election. The only thing that surprises them is when they lose. But they do it every election, and they did it in this election at a level unprecedented. Yet, they try to take the moral high ground. How dare Trump protesters? How dare you people? You Trump voters, they call us bad people because we legitimately went out and voted in numbers they never expected, causing them to have to do even more lying and cheating and scrambling in order to make it work, and we're the bad guys. I want you to stop for a moment and reflect on that. They're gloating aside. Just consider what these people are willing to do to get their way. And get this, here's the real irony. The real irony of everything I just told you is this. They claim that everything they do, every action they take is to protect the democracy. Which, by the way, the idiots are too stupid to understand that we live in a democratic republic. So while they're protecting the democracy, let me explain how they're doing it. They are cheating, nullifying your vote. They are disenfranchising you as they claim they want to protect your vote. You understand? That's leftism at its finest. I will pretend that I'm going to get you what you need. What do they talk about? Black people are being disenfranchised. This is a crazy thing. How dare y'all not want us to vote? Then they talk about illegals. You know, they need to have representation. They need the ability to vote. They want everybody to vote except the legitimate citizens who play by the rules. You and I. They will disenfranchise you in a split second because what they're telling you is, I will franchise you if you'll vote my way. Why do you think black people are so, hey, black people, we'll even take on the guilt. Bring us the guilt. We'll be guilty. We'll claim that we've got privilege, but you better give us the vote. And when you give us the vote, don't expect anything. Why do you think the NAACP's mad at Biden? Why do you think they were mad at Barack Obama? They get their baby black Jesus elected and they still can't get anything. Why? Because the elitists say, all I wanted was your vote. I don't want your stupid opinion. I'm making it to where you can get all kind of, you know, you can get into college, better colleges. I don't care if you flunk out. I'm going to give you a better minimum wage. I'm going to give you enough duckies and enough money to want to shut your black mouth, but I'm not going to help you. Don't think you're getting anything more than that. When you come up to the elite level, you're going to find out you hit a glass ceiling. There's only a handful of you that are going to get up there. I'm doing everything I can to push that message out there, folks. As one of my friends Zoe says, he says, the message is cheap. He goes, it's cheap, but it ain't free. Meaning, we have to develop this stuff, but it ain't free to do. It takes a lot of energy and money to get it out there. So thanks for the people that do support us financially and otherwise. Hey, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to talk about some of these ideas about the Democrats and how they're here to help us all, right?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats want to save the democracy. And the way they're going to do it is they're going to cheat Donald Trump, or try to cheat Donald Trump out of his actual victory that they know he's got. There's not a Democrat on the planet that doesn't believe that the Democrats cheated. I don't care what Rasmussen says. 47% of the people believe that the election was tainted. Yeah, I believe that it's a lot more than that. There's no, I mean, if you're not plugged in, you might go, well, I guess this is what happened. But trust me, the people that matter in the Democratic Party, they all know they cheated. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. To save the democracy. And here's what the Democrats say. They claim to want a battle of ideas. You ever heard them want a battle in an idea? They call you racist. Automatically, you conservatives, we conservatives, they don't call me that. They call me an Uncle Tom and a coon butt Negro, and I cleaned it up for you. But they call you racist, knowing you're not racist, knowing they are the racist. Now, they pretend to blacks that they've flipped the whole racism script. Okay, you see a few more black people on TV, and you see Black Biden, you know, stacking his cabinet with a couple of token blacks. Kamala Harris is, you know, got a complete, you know, her thing is going to be black centric. I mean, it's going to be like the remake of what's the movie with the Watunga or Wayunga, Black Panther. It's going to be the remake of Black Panther up in there. You're going to think it's a Tarzan movie because Joe Biden is Tarzan and the rest of the indigenous people, as they like to call themselves, will be Kamala Harris's, you know, triumvirate of black tokens. All of them radicals to their rotten cores. But hey, they want to build a colorblind society, don't they? The Kevin Jackson Show.com or the Kevin Jackson Network.com is where you can find out everything about us. So, Democrats want to help, right? And I'm going to warn you guys, today's going to be another different show. Because what I want to do is I want to dissect. I'm going to get into some of the news, but I want to dissect leftism and just show you what it brings at its core, what leftism does. Because it's never successful. Still, these clowns fight for it. They fight, claw, and steal. They will steal to get their way. They don't want a war of ideas. Do you think they really want to discuss race? Do you think they really want to discuss gender issues? They start this crap in college so that they don't have to discuss it. They want you to get this one-sided view. Men are bad, women are good. White people are bad, black people are good. Right? Rich people are bad, poor people are good. Meanwhile, they are the rich, they are the racist, they are the sexist, they are the homophobes, they are all of it. Oh, don't misunderstand me. They'll pretend that they love all these different things. Behind the scenes, they love nothing except money and power. Those are the two things. I tell people there are two ways to win in anything you do. If you want to start a business, I'll give you the secret to success. You want Kevin Jackson's secret to success in business, I'll tell you what it is. Have a lot of people, or you know a lot of people, have a big fat database, or have a lot of money. And if you're lucky enough to have them both, good for you. You want to have a successful organization in whatever form. You want to raise, you want to, you know, do juvenile diabetes or you want to do cancer or whatever. I'm going to give you the success story. Here's how you do it. You have a lot of people or you have a lot of money. And it's really good if you have them both. That's the secret. Well, you know what Democrats want in life? I'm going to tell you what leftists want. Here's the answer every single time. Power and money. That's it. Power and money. And what they've managed to do is they've managed to amass both things. They have a lot of people and they have a lot of money. And you know what they do? They take your money and they give it to their people. That is the secret to their success. What a racket. What a racket. The battle for the war of ideas. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Are you willing to debate your position on something? I am. I challenge any leftist. I've told you guys many times, I am the King Kong heavyweight champion of the world in debating leftists. I've never been defeated, and I will tell you this, I never will be defeated. I'll go on anybody's show. They call me coon of the week, clown of the week, whatever. I've got the videos. We're going to do a whole Kev Talks on it. Call me whatever you want, but here's what I'll tell you. I'll debate you anytime, anywhere, and I will kick your butt. Give me enough time, I will engrave the platter with your name on it, and I'll have your butt placed firmly on it. Because I'm going to hand your butt on a platter. Do you think they call me? Hey, Kevin, we called you the clown of the week. You care to respond? Yes, I do. Do you think I get that phone call? No, I get phone calls from media. Hey, Kevin, I heard you're in a lawsuit in Philly and to protect black people. Who funded it? Really? That's what you want to know? You don't want to know why I'm protecting black people and why the lawsuit was filed in the first place? That's what you want to know? Who funded it? You realize that's racist, right? Because you're implying that I couldn't fund it. That's what I told the reporter. What makes you think I have to have somebody fund my stuff? You get what I'm saying? Oh, man. These leftists,
Look, we got plenty to talk about, but we can go over voter fraud and all this other stuff. We know those issues are coming up. I'm curious to see what Durham is going to come out with next now that Kleinsmith is the first domino to fall. I'm going to predict he may be the only domino to fall. I think the only really honest people in D.C., I can think of the president, Rick Grenell, John Ratcliffe. And I'm slowly adding to the list. But let me tell you, most of them, just nothing but crooks, crooks and scoundrels. And I know there are a lot more now. People, I heard Ted Cruz said some positive things about the president. I don't even know what he said. I just heard there were people going, he was trending. Ted Cruz, way to go, man. He's a stand-up guy. Okay. But I'm sick of politicians. I want people who are going to get in there, roll up their sleeves, and get things done. And they're not angling to steal elections. And as much as it hurts people to watch this scenario play out right now, a lot of the conservatives that keep contacting me, and I'm happy to get your messages, it needed to go this way. It needed to go one of two ways. Either Donald Trump went and blows them out, which is what he did, or they cheat. The big cheat occurred, and it did, and now we get to dissect the entire process. And who better to do it? You pick somebody that you would rather have doing it, dissecting this process. There's nobody. God put this man here. So Democrats in this war of ideas, I'm going to talk about that today. The war of ideas. What do they do? What do they reference? Science. It's all about the science. It's the science of green energy. It's the science of climate. It's the science of medicine. It's all about the science. And here's what's funny. Science is logic. There's a lot of logic in how the universe is formed, etc. That's the science. These clowns know nothing about science because all they do is act on emotion. They're racist. They're sexist. They're homophobic. Homophobic. And all it is emotion. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. He expects to initially receive about 44,000 vaccination kits as early as next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. On Tuesday, Joe Biden nominated California AG Javier Becerra for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In California, Becerra sued the Little Sisters of the Poor, fought against a team who exposed Planned Parenthood's body parts trade, and tried to strip conscience protections away from doctors and nurses. Regarding Biden's appointment, former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says,
he checks the box for a progressive individual who would be leading HHS, but he doesn't have the kind of background that the American people, I believe, would like to see in their Health and Human Services secretary.
Two of the biggest stories of 2020 dominated Google's trending searches this year. The tech giant reporting on Wednesday that election results was this year's top trending search, followed by coronavirus. NBA legend Kobe Bryant was third in searches. Brian and his daughter were killed in a helicopter crash in January. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rick, I just wanted to just highlight something that the background of this whole discussion comes with what we're seeing in terms of COVID cases. And we're seeing, maybe stimulus, but we're seeing calls for not necessarily closing things down, but certainly there are some calls to closing down, except for the politicians themselves. But for their constituents, they're talking about, they need to be much more careful. We're hearing, right?
Yes, no, believe me, I believe in careful. And when I point out the governor's cheating, it's not for the hypocrisy which exists. It's the fact that I think many of these governors are intelligent people, and they love their families, which they've taken out into restaurants. Therefore, there is actually and should be an ongoing debate as to, why a parking lot for a big box store like by my house is jam-packed. Not one parking spot open. Why are those people any safer than a restaurant with plexiglass? I just don't get it. And I think there's a million of these questions that could be asked. And I think it's really sad that when we look at the service sector and all the discussions we've had about job losses, that particular dynamic isn't studied more, isn't worked more. We don't put more people in a room and try to figure out ways so that these service sector employees and employers could all come back in a safer way. You can't tell me that shutting down, which is the easiest answer, is necessarily the only answer.
Rick, as a public health and public service announcement for the audience, the difference between
a
big box retailer.
Who is this?
Hold on. The difference between big box retailer. Hold on. The difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant, or frankly, even a church, are so different it's unbelievable.
I disagree.
You're wearing a mask.
You can have your thoughts and I can have mine.
You're required to wear a mask.
I disagree.
It's science. I'm sorry. It's science. If
it's
you're wearing
not
a mask,
science.
It's a different story.
500 people in a Lowe's aren't any safer than 150 people in a restaurant that holds 600. I don't believe it. Sorry. Don't believe
okay.
it. And I live in an area where there's a lot of restaurants that have fought back and they don't have any problems. And they're open.
Okay. You don't have to believe it. But let me just say this. You're doing a disservice to the viewer because the viewers need to understand it.
You are doing a disservice to the viewer. You are.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Rick Santelli debating some leftist clown. And he wants to do a PSA. And I didn't finish it, but he goes on to say, it's our responsibility. And Rick Santelli says, who are you? Who are you to tell people what to do? What gives you the authority? Other than the fact that you, I love how he goes, it's a science. It's science. So the science for this guy was, there's a big difference. There's a difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant. But notice how he did this. He worked in even a church. What's the difference? It's the same air. Once you get inside of a Lowe's or Walmart, it's the same air. Same like it is in a church. These people, and what's funny, he goes, there's a difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant or even a church. So different, it's unbelievable. It's science. But he gave you no science. Well, you're going to give me the distribution of germs inside of a sanctuary versus a you know, whatever? He can't give you any science. But he wants to pretend that he's using science. He used the word. Well, that's close enough, isn't it? They're asking about what, it's kind of like when you go into a restaurant, here's what they tell you. You must wear your mask in going to the table. You get to the table, you take your mask off. Then they say, now the thing is, in order to get around this, they say, well, you take your mask off, but put it back on between eating and drinking, as if anybody's going to do it. Do you think any of the elites are following this rule, this stupid rule? Of course they're not. And as me and Nick joked, when you're standing above, 5 feet, you need your mask on. But when you sit at the table, go to the restaurant, guess what? Everybody has their mask off. I guess COVID has a height restriction. It doesn't attack midgets and little people. And maybe that's why kids don't have to wear a mask. You ever, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you a bet because I haven't done this in a while. But if you lay on the floor, you're still going to have to breathe oxygen. You're still going to have to breathe air. It's not oxygen. It's mostly nitrogen, to be honest with you. But I'm going to make you that bet that COVID, any disease, it isn't just high or low. It's dispersed. It's insane. All this guy wants, all Santelli says, I'm going to tell you what he says. Surely we can have a debate. He says, between a parking lot that's jam-packed, he says, are those people any safer? Millions of these questions could be asked. He says, the politicians take the easy way. They just want to shut it down. Is that the only answer? Of course not. He says, how about we, here's the key word, study the dynamic. Figure out ways so that the service sector employees can come back safer. Shutting down isn't the only answer. And this guy argues, yes, it is. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm an engineer. And we deal in what's called bits, ones and zeros. And even in engineering, we were like, okay, it's either on or it's off. A switch can be on or off. And then you know what we figured out? We could actually make things go into a tri-state, meaning it was neither on nor off. It was in a neutral state. And that revolutionized engineering when you can set a circuit into a tri-state. Because it could be you could make it an anticipated circuit. You know, what do I want it to do? What do I think it's going to do? And a friend of mine, she's making a series called Monochrome. And so the series is about this. It says, we always look at the world in vibrant colors, and then we boil it down to, well, clearly it's black and white. And her thing is, yeah, is it so black and white? Have you ever looked at the grayscale? Have you ever looked at the number of colors there are between black and white? It's billions. Maybe that color spectrum of black and white is a lot more gray than you think. But for these guys, no. It shut it down. And you should be asking yourself, why are they so dogmatic? Well, it's the science, right? The science. Now, let's go into the science for just a second. If we want to talk Wu Flu, let's go into the science. The science of Wu Flu does not back up anything that guy said. There are memes going around right now and you guys have heard them, but it's a disease that is so deadly, you don't even know you have it. And I talked about this the other day. To me, when we rehash this kind of stuff, it's boring, but I got to go through it a little bit. But If you believe this, I don't believe anything the CDC says, but I do believe this. I believe there are people walking around with this disease and they don't know it. I believe it to be millions of people. If you add that to the mix, it only makes the morbidity of Wu Flu worse, meaning it's less deadly. So why are we going through this exercise? I mean, if you give it any thought, the science of it supports us. Of course it supports us. But what did the lab do? It's the science. We've got science on our side. So what does it mean? Anytime we bring it up, we're the anti-science. It's so ridiculous. I don't even know how they get away with it. I'm amazed. We have science on our side. Every statistic about this stupid disease is... Let me put it to you this way. Take the $39,000 bounty off of this disease, and you'll find out hospitals won't give a crap about it. You keep it on, and here's what happens. Less people this year, first year in the history of reporting, fewer people are dying from, you want to guess? The flu, cancer, heart disease, or bullets to the back of the head. Less people dying of every disease... Because suddenly, Wu Flu is way up. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but see, I have a brain, and I know when I'm getting played. Do you really believe less people are dying of the seasonal flu? Do you really think... You know what? Let me just cut to the chase. We have a disease that the average rate of death of this disease, it kills people 2 years beyond the average death of an American citizen. In other words, if we live to be 78, the Wu Flu is killing people that are 80. And they're telling you, this is a pandemic. And by the way, it's not killing people that are 80 just in America. It's killing people that are 80 in Italy and anywhere else. It's a disease that if you're older and you get sick and you don't get enough care, you may die from it. The same way you're probably going to die from the flu, or some other dreaded disease that we already know about. And yet, we have people talking about science.
It's a big difference between a big box retailer and a restaurant or even a church.
Shutting down your church, leaving open strip clubs, and oh, by the way, Gavin Newsom says, Hollywood doesn't even have to follow the rules. How about that? Hollywood is exempted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I might get back to talking about science and the Democrats' use of science as their answer to everything, when in fact nothing they do has 1 ounce of legitimate science. They will pay you off to say what they want you to say, and people do it. We're finding out all these people that have been paid off. They're getting paid off by the Chinese government. Tucker has a thing on that. Maybe we'll get to it today. But I'm going to talk about these. There's nothing the Democrats do that has 1 ounce of logic to it or reason is going to turn out right. Defund the police. Is that going to turn out okay? Infantilize black people. Make them think there's something against them. And then turn them loose on society and watch what you get. There's nothing these people do that's going to work. Texas is suing the states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia for their, quote, unlawful elections that violate the U.S. Constitution being filed directly with the Supreme Court. Governor Abbott's probably got his hand in this, probably at the request of the president, I don't know, and his team. They're working around it. They're going to get around it, too. Because the Democrats better be afraid. That's what I'm going to tell them. They better be afraid because something's happening. I don't know what. Something's happening. Flynn says this, I must have put the fear of God into Barack Obama and probably still do because of this four-year-long saga that they put me through, my family through, President Donald Trump and his family, frankly, the entire country. He says, when he chose me to be national security advisor, they thought that their little plan of spying on Donald Trump would fall apart and many other foreign policy blunders they got the country into. He says they knew that their little plan on spying on Trump would fall apart. Whether it was the Iran deal, issues going on in the Asian Pacific theater, trade, all sorts of issues that were in play that the administration did, frankly, to run this country into the ground. They wanted everything to fall apart. They wanted Donald Trump to screw it all up. And you know what Trump did? He acted rather Trumpian. So Obama had fired Flynn from the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, in 2014 over what they called management issues. But what it was over, you have a competent guy, Flynn, and you got a guy who wants to pull shenanigans. Anyway, he was 25 days as Trump's national security advisor before he got ousted after the reports of this nonsense that came up. Because Flynn knew too much. And as he said, I must have put the fear of God in Barack Obama. The fear of God in baby black Jesus. And so I've been asking these questions. By the way, people have corrected me. Kevin, it's, the Kraken is the 305th Battalion. Okay. I thought the Kraken was software. What, I don't know. I heard it was. I didn't make it up. I know what I heard. I tell you guys, I'm here parroting what I hear. I'm interpreting the things that I see. But most of the time, I get it right. I may screw up a few details here and there, but I'm not trying to be used. I ain't Bill O'Reilly. So, we got this new clip. It's from a guy, his father worked for MI6. That's the equivalent of the CIA. The equivalent of the CIA in Britain. And his mother worked for MI5, the equivalent of the FBI, except probably much more competent in Britain, both those agencies. And he's giving some inputs about something that I asked the question about because of my own observation. I want to make people understand. I came to my own conclusion with this. And I said, where is the CIA director, Gina Haspel? And I ask this question because it's a legitimate question. She's been accused of spying on other governments, spying on us, running this clandestine operation to help oust President Trump. And we're not hearing anything from her because the media should have her front and center the way they do John Brennan and James Clapper running interference for the left. But she's nowhere to be found. And this Brit says he may have some of the answers. So here is his interview.
Right, just wanted to put something right. There's been two aspects to what I've said in relation to the attack on the Frankfurt CIA facility. One is that the CIA director was shot and killed. I actually said that, if you remember, that a leading manager, station manager, was wounded. I couldn't at that time. I wasn't authorized, shall we say, at that time to tell you who that was. But it's absolutely true that the CIA director was in the Frankfurt facility. What on earth was the head of the CIA doing off American soil in a building containing Dominion servers, and I can tell you that they were trying to shred every document, remove everything. But the good guys, that's the 305 Battalion and other units as well, were totally aware that the CIA director was there, and the raid was done deliberately to capture that person red-handed. The reason that five American patriots were killed in the operation was because the bodyguard around the CIA director basically fought. Everybody else just sort of gave up, but the bodyguard around the director fought, and that's what occurred. So there are two versions now, that she's dead, or she's, you know, went to Guantanamo Bay. What I want to tell you is that she's not dead. That's a cover story. I don't think I'm going to be in trouble for telling you that. That's the truth. That's a cover story placed up, a bit like Jeffrey Epstein, really. What happened was that when she was wounded, not severely, taken to Guantanamo Bay, but en route to Guantanamo Bay, she decided that she wanted to work for the good guys, and she literally sang like a canary. That's how it's been told to me. Those are the words used. In other words, that she's given the all of the information she has to the White Hats. She didn't even get to Guantanamo Bay. The airplane turned back, and the deal that's been cut is that she will be quietly forgotten, quietly removed, new name, new details, etc., etc.
I don't know this guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. I don't know him. He spent 3 minutes talking about his background and gave credibility, got credible stuff. Here's what I will tell you. Nothing about that story would surprise me. Nothing. I do know certain facts. The president has special forces, the SOC command reporting to him, Special Operations Command. JSOC, I think is what they call it now. Marines or MARSOC. And so on and so forth. They're going through him. A clandestine raid wouldn't surprise me, given the circumstances. Somebody saying, we can't do this through the normal channels because too many people don't like you. Too many people are going after you. Too many people are involved. This is a worldwide conspiracy to bring down the United States government. And the president has enough information at this point, for those of you who are naysayers, particularly if you get the video, and we're going to have to cover this Tucker thing because, he has a video where he's the Chinese guy, an economist, the Chinese government took it down, but somebody grabbed it. And he's essentially saying, we have people throughout the U.S. government that we've paid off. This is huge. And the president has all that information, and I can't imagine. Let me put it to you this way. I'm going to speak as Kevin Jackson. To heck with Donald Trump. If I were president of the United States right now, there is no way I would let you down. And let me tell you why I tell you what I think. Because I'm rarely wrong in guessing what Donald Trump's thinking. Donald Trump has to know that this is the most important. Forget the election. This is the most important revelation that our country could possibly get, is to show the number of people who've been bought out and at what level. And see, what I'm telling you is this. Joe Biden has been bought out. Hollywood has been bought out. Many of these newspapers that should have failed years ago, they have been bought out. Many of the people that you think are experts in their field, they are nothing more than talking heads for the Chinese Communist Party. Look, I love Chinese people. I love China. I love living there. But if we think we can trust these people with everything that's going on and how Trump has completely thrown a monkey wrench in things, you are delusional. They must get rid of you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.